Live Earth held its climactic event last night outside New York City, ending a 24-hour series of concerts organized by former Vice President Al Gore to fight global warming. From China to England to Brazil, big-name musicians took to the stage in what organizers called the largest event of its kind in history. NPR's David Greene spent yesterday at Giants Stadium, where the finale took place.
It was all to be very grand and high-minded, but yesterday afternoon outside Giants Stadium, it was all about tailgating and beer pong.
She makes her first shot! She makes her first shot! And it's game time.
For those unfamiliar, beer pong involves trying to toss ping pong balls into cups of beer. Kara Muller was hosting one of the games outside an SUV.
All right, well, we got the sausage sandwiches that are really, really freaking hot. We have the beer pong behind us just for a good time. We don't know any of these people. We didn't know these guys before we got here. We just came and hung out.
I asked her if she had signed the Al Gore online pledge to personally help fight global warming.
I didn't sign anything. You signed anything? Al Gore, the pledge. The pledge. Yes. We carpooled with six people. We illegaled the back of the car. Not enough seatbelts for the people here, but we saved gas.
Muller, who's pursuing her master's degree in education back in Pennsylvania, said she is into Al Gore's cause.
So can this concert do anything? I mean, is it more than just a music event?
Oh, God, I absolutely think so. Just awareness, getting everybody together. And
everybody, including Chris LaManna, who came from another tailgate party and wanted to get in on the game.
So we're going to show the people from Pennsylvania how people from Jersey play pong.
LaManna said he couldn't wait to get inside the stadium.
I'm going to be honest. I came here for the music. I think it's a good idea. I know how the money's going towards the environment, but, all these people are coming here for the music. Everyone's here to have a good time. That's what we're doing. We can kill two birds with one stone. Music, environment.
Once the crowd streamed into the stadium, Al Gore didn't wait long to come out.
And thanks to all of you here in America, and to all of you at the other events all over the world who are still connected to us live on this historic day, you are Live Earth.
Then Gore quickly turned the stage over to the headliners.
And now it's my great pleasure to introduce an extraordinary band led by a singer-songwriter born in South Africa who's become a global phenomenon, the Dave Matthews Band!
Many of the stars came by to speak to reporters. Matthews was asked what he's doing to clean the environment.
We use cloth diapers for our new baby. So if you have a little cloth diaper service nearby, that's good.
He said people shouldn't expect a miracle from these concerts.
I'm not a scientist. I'm not saying that we can save the planet, but, we might as well grab for straws before we go down,
When singer John Mayer came off the stage, he was asked if the crowd was there to help clean the environment or just rock.
What you're really talking about is the placement of an idea inside of a rock show. And of course it's rock is going to win out. You think people would rather hear somebody read off a list of 100 simple things you could do to change your house or play a rock song?
But even if people came for the music, Mayer said, many left with a message. The rocking continued into the night, finishing with a performance by Sting and The Police, reunited. David Green, NPR News, New York.
Listening to NPR News.